From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it will continue to target U.S. allied Kurdish fighters on the U.N.-Syrian border near its border, despite mounting international pressure on the Ankara government to stop. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtol tells VOA this could be a problem for the U.S., which has good relations with Turkey for the most part, and also backing the Kurdish fighters in Syria who are fighting the Islamic State militants.
Not just rhetorically, but militarily, as far as we know, and for all I know, logistically as well. And the United States has apparently persuaded the government of Saudi Arabia to deploy some of its fighter aircraft to interdict Air Force Base, which has been a major NATO resource for several decades, and that's inside Turkey, to persuade them to have some skin in the game.
Meantime, Turkey's foreign minister says no decision has been made on a ground force against the Islamic State, which some analysts say could dangerously widen the conflict. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu on Sunday. That was 2 days before a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Mr. Kabila is legally required to step aside in December after 15 years in power. Fayulu, president of the Engagement for Citizenship and Development Party, was held briefly for incitement to public disorder. Citizens are being asked to stay home on Tuesday to demand elections to be held within the constitutional deadline. This is VOA News.